This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
The question asked of Aiden Hutchinson, as you turn the page, one thing you put your finger on to be better at for next season, what is it? He said, got to be healthy. Do you agree with him? 248-539-9797. Because I don't. I'm watching the San Francisco 49ers overcome key injuries, make the playoffs, last play schedule, whatever, but win a road playoff game against the defending champs. That's the definition of grit. That's what's missing in Detroit. That identity was lost this year. That's the biggest reason Detroit wasn't in the playoffs. And if they're going to be a contender next year, they're going to need to get that back. I think one of the best ways you get gritty is you have big uglies up front that win consistently. Reformatting and assessing and addressing the offensive line will help get the identity of this football team back. It will help make them a gritty, tough football team. Aiden said it's injuries. 248-539-9797. Do you buy that? Is that a valid reason or is that an excuse? I think it's a cop-out.
I think this year it is. And this year in regards to not making the playoffs. If it was just simply one or two games, like it, they were able to overcome it against Tampa with a good rush. And I know Mike Evans went down later in the game, and they had some other issues going on as well. But going into that game, that was one of the hottest offenses in all of football.
Yep,
you found a way to overcome it. We didn't expect if the entire secondary was going to be out that they would be able to overcome it every single week. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't the big issue against the Eagles.
Right. Look, and I think San Francisco could be used as a source of optimism for Detroit. They had a bad year last year. And they made the changes. They came out swinging this season. They were much improved. All hope is not lost in Detroit, but they need to have that come to Jesus moment, that understanding of, hey man, we lost our way. Here's some of the responses coming in. 248-539-9797. Injuries are an excuse, but the schedule is a reality. Our schedule was one of the hardest in NFL, and it takes an easy schedule to get in the playoffs and then get hot and make something happen. That's the story of San Francisco.
It was a tough schedule, but you lost twice to the Minnesota Vikings.
Guys, I think Hutch should have went on TV and said, yeah, our DC had no idea what he was doing, and we need more talent in the trenches.
Yeah, I don't think that was
sarcasm, but I don't think he's going to do that.
Real quick on that schedule thing. The Chiefs were under 500. The Ravens were under 500. The Bengals were under 500. And the Vikings had the same record, right?
Yeah.
It's like, it wasn't
the schedule
hard.
Wasn't too tough. They just weren't good enough.
The Eagles weren't the Eagles of the year before.
Right. 248-539-9797. Tech says, what do you expect him to do? Throw his teammates under the bus while being interviewed on national TV? That's from Ron.
Well, so I always do go to that. Okay, what do we expect Hutch to say, you know, on national TV? You know, I mean, it could have said, yeah, we need to be able to stop the run better. It's not throwing. It's including yourself in that.
Yeah, I think some of the way to answer that would be just keeping it broad and saying we lost our way, or I always put it on myself and look at what we didn't do on defense down the stretch. And I, you know, that's my side of the ball and we need to be better. Injuries? Injuries make it sound like you didn't do anything wrong. You're just a victim of circumstance.
Yeah, and so for complete context as well, also he said, hey, in the biggest games, we didn't have all three phases working together, which I thought was a great answer.
Yes.
Yeah, because sometimes, you know, special teams let you down. Sometimes it was the defense let you down. Sometimes it was the offense let you down. You do have to have against the better teams at least two of the three phases that are operating at a high level.
Yes. Yes, let's get to the phones. Kevin, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing today?
What's up?
I got a question. Why did San Francisco only win six games after they got to the NFC title game 2 years ago?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, you guys say the injuries aren't a part of the game or no excuse. They are an excuse. It's a mentality thing. You only can overcome so much.
Well, so then it's a reason, not an excuse.
Well, yeah, that's a reason, right?
Why is San Francisco winning road playoff games this season with all the injuries?
I want to know what happened between San Francisco's Super Bowl run 2 years ago to a six-win season last year. There's no difference in what we did this year, except we won nine games after we got to the
Kevin, I'm not sure what point you're making. The low points only reinforce what I'm saying.
All I'm trying to say is injuries are a big reason, and nobody wants to look at that.
No, how you handle injuries, right?
Correct.
Injuries are going to happen to every team. The Lions didn't handle their injuries as well as San Francisco did this season. And last year, the Lions handled them better than San Francisco did. This isn't about keeping score.
Year.
It's just calling it what it is.
Well, the point is, it depends on how the injuries occur. You lose both of your all-pro safeties through the year. You keep losing guys left and right.
Kevin,
it hurt us more this year than it did last year.
Who had more significant injuries this year, San Francisco or Detroit?
Detroit.
No, not at all.
Detroit, you can't keep stopping the run when you don't have a defensive backfield, especially your two all-pros.
Kevin, I don't know how you come to the conclusion that Detroit had it worse on the injury front. San Francisco lost their quarterback for half the season. They missed multiple all-pros on defense. Baffling. They had it worse, and they still won more games and a road playoff game.
I think one way to put it, imagine if the Lions lost Aiden Hutchinson and Jack Campbell.
Yeah. And still rattled off 11 wins and then went into Philadelphia and won.
And so, obviously, last year, they did lose Aiden Hutchinson and were able to rattle off 15 total wins.
Right. That's what I'm saying. But they didn't have that this year. They weren't able to overcome. Last year, they did a much better job overcoming injuries. It's how you handle injuries. Every team in the NFL is going to get battered and bruised and banged up. How do you handle injuries? San Francisco's proving that injuries aren't a valid reason to be sitting on the sideline right now. And it's like excuse making from Lions fans.
Yes. And that's why I say injuries can be a reason, but they can also be an excuse. The reason that they lost last year as the number one seed to Washington, because they turned the ball over five times.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't stop Washington. If they had won that one and then lost to a much better team, eventual Super Bowl champs in Philly, then it would have been a reason. It was an excuse, then it was a reason. It can be both.
Sure. I get the way you explained it. 248-539-9797. Let's get to Clint in Monroe. Clint, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, what's happening, boys? Quick question. What do you think would be the best shakeup if we had to improve offensive line, D-line, or quarterback situation? I want to ask the question, and then we can kind of proceed. But where do you think we need the most improvement? What would you say?
I think we're going to say the same thing, John, but go ahead.
Yeah, offensive line.
Offensive line, okay. So, offensive line, I know we've had some injuries. We've had Hutchinson back, which is great. But nobody seems to want to improve much of our quarterback situation. Goff is great. He's done great things. He's putting up some decent numbers. But if we got a running guy, I think we're in much better shape if we can get a running running QB. What are your thoughts?
I don't think there are many ways to address the quarterback position and get an upgrade this offseason.
Yeah, Clint, let me ask you this. If that's the position that you want to address this offseason, outline how you want to do it.
Well, as much as the folks of Detroit, we like Goff, we like to see the team progress with him, I think we gotta shake things up a little bit. We gotta try to bring somebody in. I don't know if the Cavs would allow for that. I know we got him for the next couple of years. I think the Lions would do much better if we had somebody else step in as QB.
Okay, so but that doesn't answer the question. How do you go about doing that?
Yeah, we'd have to release some guys and pull up some salary to bring somebody else in. I don't even know who's free that week.
So your big free agents are going to be Malik Willis,
yeah.
Mac Jones. You could try to add Kyler Murray if that's your thing. all while having a $63.8 million dead cap hit to move on from Jared Goff. So again, what is the better way to approach this offseason? Downgrade at quarterback and eat $64 million in dead cap? Or chase a center and a guard?
I hear you, brother. I know it's tough. It's too expensive. We just got to wait it out, lose the next couple of years, hopefully do well.
No, that's not, Clint, that's not the answer, is to just take it on the chin the next couple of years and lose a lot of football games. You've already seen Goff get you to the NFC title game. Beef up the offensive line, get back to work, and get back to making runs.
Yeah, Goff is a quarterback, and I know this is always the debate. Can you win a Super Bowl with him?
Yes.
I believe you can't. He hasn't won a Super Bowl, so it's going to always be that question until he does. He was there with the Rams. He was moments away. He was 30 minutes away from being there with the Lions, and should have been, and I believe would be, if a fourth down pass that was in the hands of the receiver was simply caught.
Let's get back to the phones. Bill and McComb, you're on 97.1. Bill, what's up?
Good morning, gentlemen. Great show. Enjoy listening to you. Just want to make 2 points. I think the injuries did play a role, but I believe management didn't prepare that second-tier level of players to step in and be the leaders. So that's got to be addressed. O-line first has to be addressed. Point two, Mike McDaniel, the former Dolphin coach who's interviewing for OC, I think he'd be a great pickup. But I think they have to write in the contract he cannot wear capris on the sidelines during games and stand next to Dan Campbell.
They're very different people, are they not? I can't picture
they're
Dan Campbell
different.
In capris.
I can't picture Dan Campbell letting that guy stand next to him with capris.
But I think there is a...
Great show.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. And we brought this up a little bit at the end of last week. I think there is a natural fit there, right? Because in Miami, you could argue, boy, were they tough enough? Was the culture strong enough? Mike McDaniel wouldn't have to worry about building those things with Dan Campbell as his head coach. He's run great offenses both in Miami and San Francisco, and he'd have all kinds of weapons to rehabilitate his coaching profile. The only thing that would stop him from being here in Detroit, because we know Detroit's interested, John, would be if he got a head coaching job, which I know he's going to interview for some.
Sure. I don't know that Mike McDaniel gets a head coaching job this year. I don't think he's... I think if you're looking at coaches that were head coaches and get fired, you're probably looking at Stefanski. He probably bounces back with a head coaching job. Certainly John Harbaugh. I don't know that there's a lot of other coaches that were fired that are going to instantly bounce back with a head job. Most of them will go back to being a coordinator on their position or their side of the ball.
So if he's going to be an OC somewhere,
why not here?
Should be here. All right, 248-539-9797. We got open lines. We got some calls to get to. Some of your texts. Aiden Hutchinson asked for the number one thing for them to improve on for next season. He said the injuries on defense. Do you agree? It's 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron Assemble and Bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Greg, if we could play Aiden audio again, let me just set it up. Mike Greenberg was talking to him on Sunday NFL Countdown, and he said, as you turn the page, what's the one thing you put your finger on that you guys need to be better at next season? Pointed to injuries and getting healthy. Is that a legitimate reason? Is that the number one thing? Do you agree with him, or is that an excuse? Some of the texts coming in, then we'll go to the phones. 248-539-9797. Guys, Hutch was so quick to blame the refs against Pittsburgh and quick to blame injuries now instead of taking accountability for how bad his defense is. I can't take what he says seriously anymore. That's not what a captain does. Take the C away.
Oh, I'm not going to go that far.
No.
How much of this could just simply be the absence of Terrell Williams?
The D-line coach.
D-line coach last year. Now, I know he was obviously went to New England as the defensive coordinator. He hasn't been there for a large part of the season because of a cancer diagnosis. He's been back over the last couple of the last month. They said that on the broadcast last night. But, I mean, whether or not you are in on Calvin Shepard, like, I think you have to look at all of the assistant coaches as well. And if you have a position that is underperforming, you got to take a look at that.
Guys, it's so frustrating to hear we need to get healthy. No team is ever healthy. When injured players come back, other players will get injured. It's always a pipe dream to be fully healthy at the end of the season. Damn some injuries. What happened to the lack of usage for David Montgomery? Seemed like we were successful the last 2 years when he had more of a split role. That's a bigger reason. Why did the Lions go away from what was a big success? That's Tony in the car.
Well, because they were hanging the ball off to Jahmyr Gibbs.
Well, some of this, too, is the offensive line was generating more running lanes. So, of course, a guy like David Montgomery is going to benefit from that. And when you can't get that initial push, Montgomery doesn't have the juice that Gibbs does, so you're really fighting for 3 yards at a time. That's not an efficient or explosive offense.
No, and so one of the injuries that I think was very impactful offensively in a number of different ways was Sam Laporta. And Sam Laporta in the pass game as that really nice outlet for Jared Goff.
Yep.
It didn't hurt Jared Goff. It did hurt the offense. And I think it probably, I think it more affected them in the run game because Sam Laporta is an efficient guy that can help set the edge.
Yes.
He's good at getting cutoffs. They use him in motions quite a bit to be able to get an angle. And then he goes into the line of scrimmage to block. Like, I think that was a huge part. But then you look at the interior three. And Tate Ratledge, for the most part of the year in the run game, I thought was good enough.
Yeah.
But it was the center and left guard position that really struggled. And when you have that type of hole in your offensive line in the run game, yeah, you're not going to be running the ball for 150 yards a game.
Some more texts. San Francisco had a last play schedule. The Lions didn't. That's the difference. Brandon. Yeah, but here's the difference. They just beat Philadelphia on the road in the playoffs. That has nothing to do with the last place schedule. That has everything to do with finding a way to overcome their injuries. No Warner, no Bosa, no Kittle, no Ayuk, no Pearsall. Half the year without Purdy. and I'm missing a couple other smaller injuries.
Yeah.
Their linebacker level was decimated, and they went on the road and didn't beat a last place football team. They beat the reigning champs at their house. So I think the last place schedule argument has to be thrown out the window. What they're doing with their injuries makes excuses, it makes injuries an excuse. This text says, shut up, Costa. Stop glazing San Francisco. If you like San Francisco so much, move there and do radio there. It's just calling balls and strikes, guys. If you're not going to
put the house on the market,
if you're not going to say nice things about the Lions, go somewhere else. Let's get to the phones. 248-539-9797. Don't say nice things about other teams. Don't be mean to our team. John and Canton, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, no, I think the problem is personnel. They're hanging on to too much baggage. You know, they need to clean house and rebuild because, you know, look at our offensive line. I think we got maybe three guys that are starters. Last game of the year, we played better without O'Neal. They need a total rebuild. And unless Brad Holmes does something, we're going to be stuck in last place again. Because the other teams are, you know, not waiting for us.
I don't think they need a total rebuild. No. Obviously, Aiden Hutchinson's a good player. I think Aleem McNeil, another year removed from his injury, is going to get back closer to where he was before he was hurt. Now you got to find a way. You know, what are you doing with DJ Reader? I don't think anybody wants him back. Josh Pascal, I don't think anybody wants him back. Levi Onwuzurike, I don't think anybody wants him back. Roy Lopez, we'd like to have back, but he may have priced himself out of being a Detroit Lion.
There's no total rebuild. Detroit has all pros at key positions. They just came out with the all-pro team over the weekend. When the green dot linebacker's an all-pro,
yeah,
and you have an all-pro at a pass rush spot, those are critical building blocks. On offense, Penei Sewell and Amon-Ra St. Brown are all pros. Locked up and solidified. Those are key building blocks. Your quarterback, Jared Goff, is top 10. We got a top 10 quarterback in the sport. And a running back who was snubbed of all-pro, right, didn't finish the year strong, so I get it, but is clearly one of the more dynamic running backs in football. There are building blocks here. They're clearly not good enough, but they don't have to tear it all the way to the studs at this point. This isn't like when they took over.
No, this should be a bump in the road, not a rebuild.
If they attack the offseason properly, you're right. They're right back in the mix next year.
Yeah, and they're just going to have a shift in philosophy. It can't just be draft, develop, and sign. It needs to be in free agency and trades, pro player acquisition. How are you going to go out there and improve the offensive line with somebody who's proven, that has some experience? Are you going to be able to do that on the defensive front as well? Defensive tackle is going to be an issue. I mentioned Roy Lopez already. DJ Reader is probably going to be gone. So how are you going to go out there and solidify those positions that are critical in the trenches on both sides of the ball without just going to the draft and saying, well, we're going to put it on this rookie?
Right. Because, again, I think to an extent that's what they did this year. Ratledge could turn into a hell of a player. Tyleek Williams, I'm not going to write a guy off after his rookie season, especially playing in that position. But they needed more from rookies than they should have. They were asking a lot out of guys who had never played NFL football because the roster was deficient in the trenches.
Yeah.
Let's get to Nolan in Rochester. Nolan, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. I would agree that there's many different aspects that this team needs to focus on in order to improve. And I think the biggest thing is living outside of the draft. Attack free agency, the trades and all that. I think the biggest thing too is inconsistency with play calling. Me personally, I think last year, if run game or pass game wasn't going, they found ways to combat that. And I think this year is where they really lacked. But as far as Hutchinson's answer, I think it was like the safest answer he probably could have had. Because if he would have said straight up, the O-line didn't perform, the run game wasn't there, coordinating wasn't there, then it just, the media is going to attack him and that just starts locker room problems. I think straight up saying either himself or health concerns with the defense is basically what he was prepared to answer if he were to be asked that.
Yeah,
and anything else would have just,
yeah, you know, look, I'll meet you in the middle on this. He's on national TV. He did go with the safe political answer. But that fans don't have to agree with it. Like, that's why we've been asking you guys, do you agree with it? And I think fans can speak openly and say, no, injuries weren't our number one issue.
Yeah, and another point, too, like, on the San Francisco part, I'm totally with you because they've been riddled with injuries, and somehow, some way, they just keep overcoming them. And that's that's exactly what the Lions couldn't do this year. And obviously, like you said, there's other problems that arose throughout the season, whether it's coordinating or run game, O-line, all that stuff. But even with that, like, San Francisco's been overpower it and then going to Philadelphia and take that away from them. So,
thanks, Nolan. Appreciate the phone call.
When you're making this direct comparison, you're taking his comments and then you see San Francisco do what he did yesterday. I don't know how you can dismiss that the number one reason is the coordinator, defensive.
They got what Robert Saleh's doing. Yeah.
Yes. They got experience, big time experience. The Lions didn't. Yep. Take that and, you know, toss it around your brain as much as you want. And
put it this way.
When I'm going to look this up here quick because I want to make sure when Saleh got the job here, okay, in San Francisco, if it was impossible for them to get him, then it lets him off the hook.
He had a relationship with Shanahan. He had been the DC prior to failing as the Jets head coach.
Yeah.
So, of course, if the question was should Detroit have hired Robert Saleh or should he have gone to San Francisco, he was going to go to San Francisco.
Well,
right? I mean,
I'm patting my wallet right now.
You know what?
You got a guy that's never done it, and they got a guy that's done it successfully.
Well, there were also other guys that had done it before, like a Dennis Allen, who happens to be in Chicago. And what happened in Chicago? They were turnover maniacs.
Yeah. I think that's a good point, though, Gov, because, sure, Detroit, no one's going to dispute Detroit had some injuries on defense, and everybody's pointed out both safeties. Would Robert Saleh or an experienced defensive coordinator have still put this team in position to win a couple more games?
Because I just think that everybody's, again, the run defense and how it was awful the second half of the season. I don't know. Your safeties are making that big of an impact on the run D?
Schematically, that does raise some red flags. The leading tacklers shouldn't be your safeties.
No.
So let me just say, he was hired January 24th of last year. I think the Lions lost on the 16th or 17th of January.
Yeah.
So the window was there. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
And then maybe it's not Saleh more so than an experienced guy.
And I think that's a good point. And that's why I brought up, like, hey, it's nothing against Kelvin Shepard, nothing personal. It's an experienced defensive coordinator takes pressure off of Dan Campbell and maybe helps you weather some of these injuries better than a first-time play caller, a first-time DC. It's 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators. Keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
The question was, as you turn the page, what's the one thing you put your finger on to be better at? Aiden Hutchinson, get healthy on defense. Do you agree with him? That's the number one thing, 248-539-9797. Because I think the Niners would like a word. No Warner, no Bosa. Key injuries on both sides. Quarterback missed half the season, and they just went on the road and won in Philadelphia. Injuries are not a reason. Not the number one thing, certainly, that the Lions need to improve on. Some of the texts, so sick of brain-dead Lions fans who get sensitive when anyone's critical of their team or deficiencies. They weren't good enough in all three phases. Injuries aren't an excuse. Chris and Monroe, what's wrong with the Lions is they're the mirror image of their fans. It's never the team. It's always the injuries, refs, or the schedule. Man up and have accountability. This year, they weren't good enough.
I do think behind closed doors, Hutch can say whatever he wants. And I understand, like, it's hard to answer that question because you don't want to throw any of your teammates under the bus, and certainly your coaching staff as well. But behind closed doors, we heard it from Dan. We've heard it from Brad Holmes. There's going to be hard reflection. Look it in the mirror individually. Every player, every coach, Dan himself and the front office, you're going to have to do things differently. You're going to have to get back to doing things like you were in 23 and 24.
I think the reason why it irks me, the injury thing, because it just suggests, well, if we rest up and roll the same team out next year, we'll be a Super Bowl contender. That's not the case. They must address the trenches. They must become that tough, gritty football team that San Francisco currently is. People go, well, San Francisco was bad last year. Just like the Lions are this year. You need to get back to it. You know, they couldn't handle their injuries last year. Lions couldn't handle their injuries this year. Everyone's going to get injured. You got to be able to handle it.
And it's just part of, especially at a 17-game season, it's going to be part of the equation. Who are the best teams that manage that equation?
The current playoff teams are all mediocre at best. If the Lions had an O-line and got into the playoffs, they'd have good as chance as any. That's Matt Novi. I agree with that.
I agree with it. That your takeaway going into the playoffs was that this was a wide-open field. There was no juggernaut this year.
Hiring two unproven coordinators in the middle of a Super Bowl window was the team's biggest mistake. Jason in a car.
Well, they were going to have to hire two new coordinators because the other two left. Yeah. And it just was, offensively, I think it was a bad hire. Defensively, I'm not ready to say that it was Calvin Shepard solely as to why this team underperformed defensively at the end of the year.
But I would say it's not solely John Morton's fault either. Both coordinators didn't have good trench play, and at the same time, both coordinators needed to be better, right?
Yes, but what we don't know is, one, offensively, change coordinators, and offense got more productive.
So why
defensively,
not?
There was no change in coordinator. And in fact,
so why not do
the after the Philly game, we were all looking at it going, boy, this defense is playing pretty good.
It's very short-lived.
Yeah.
But yes, there was a moment where we thought the defense could carry the
day. Then the Giants game happened.
Yeah, no kidding.
So there's no sole reason. John, you're dead on about it's not just Kelvin Shepard's fault. But my point is that you're comparing to why San Francisco did this, and they've got an experience, a super experienced defensive coordinator. But even if you go back to last year, the injuries decimated the Lions, and Aaron Glenn somehow got them to 15-2.
Right.
Like, see, I mean, it isn't pretty when you start breaking it down. And look, I think a lot goes in. I think there's a few moments in the season where if Dan Campbell made the right decision, they would have been a playoff team.
Tech says, Costa to San Francisco morning drive. Cats love the Bay. Let's get to the phones. Frederick, you're next up. Kicking me out of the city. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Looking at the games yesterday, every big play, it seemed like, was their tight end that made the catch. I think the loss of Laporta made a big, big difference to our team. Number two, offensive coordinator, we got to find one. But can you guys look up Dave Burkett's 60 reasons yesterday in the Free Press? He had some really interesting things, and I saw every one of those.
You said want to comment. 60 reasons?
60 reasons why. I think it was 60 reasons why they didn't have made the Super Bowl. It was a tongue-in-cheek
thing. Oh, like in their history?
In their history, okay. Yeah, and I've seen every one of them, yeah. It's an interesting article, putting today's or yesterday's games in context. Okay. We're so much better than we were, so much better.
Oh, there's no doubt that this regime has elevated the franchise.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it.
Well, but 60 reasons, it looks like a lifetime work. And for a lot of us, say, it has been.
Only 60 reasons? 248-539-9797. Who's been waiting the longest? Mike in Dearborn, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Yeah, you know, I feel like this year there's a lot of holes that need to be filled, you know, more so than the last previous seasons. But you got to start up front on the O-line, mm-hmm. you know, because I feel like there's so many holes on defense that we got to be able to put ourselves in position to win a shootout. How do we acquire a center and possibly a tackle, you know, with Decker leaving? If we do get a center, could we move Glasgow over to guard? But on the defensive side, I really feel like we need a game record at defensive tackle, especially with the way Hutch plays. He's always getting outside, you know, he's getting, you know, 8-9 yards, mm-hmm. you know, deep. You know, the only way for him to really get his sack numbers is you got to get that push up the middle, flush that quarterback out.
See, and I think what's tough is Detroit paid a guy to play in the interior of the defensive line and just used a first round pick on another. Both of those guys have to pan out.
Yeah, they have to pan out, but I just see Williams honestly being like a role guy moving forward. Yeah, is he going to get a little bit better? Sure. But he's not like a game changer. I mean, years ago when we drafted Sue, I mean, that defense instantly improved, and we started, I think, the season 6-2. You know, if we have a game record up there, you know, that could really push that line back, you know, on defense, I think we're in great shape. But first and foremost, it's got to be the O-line. And how can we acquire, you know, a center guard and tackle in one offseason and address all the other issues? It's mind-boggling to me.
Right, especially with currently not a lot of cap space. They'll restructure and create some, but it's going to go quick.
Well, and I think he makes a good point. Like, you do have to have, especially if you're going to have one side of the ball that's underperforming, the defense, you have to have an overperforming offense. And that's really what they had the last couple of years, because they could pretty much do anything at will. If they needed to run the ball, or, hey, you get into overtime against the Rams and you get the ball, hey, you march right down the field, it's 8 runs at a time, and boom, you're in the end zone. You just say enough is enough. They didn't have that ability offensively this year. They were still a good offense. They were still one of the top 5 offenses. But you're going to have to be the top offense if your defense last year, no Aiden Hutchinson, no pass rush, and then this year you're going into it with, at the start of the season, you thought one of the best secondaries in the league. And you thought Aleem McNeil coming back was going to be a huge thing. And it was for a night. But moving forward, I do think Tyleek Williams and Aleem McNeil with another year under his belt, removed from that injury, they could be a good defensive tandem inside along with Hutch. But what are you going to do on that opposite side?
Right. Yeah. No, I feel like...
I don't think it's as bleak defensively as a lot of people think. I think it is right there, but you have to address the offensive line.
And to your point about the offense, it's so interesting. Like, yes, they scored a lot of points. They generated a ton of explosives. They had a couple thousand yard receivers, back-to-back seasons with a couple thousand yard receivers. Gibbs had some unbelievable moments. But the difference is, you're right, last year they could bully people down in and down out in the run game, and that really wasn't there, especially when they faced good to great teams on the schedule. 248-539-9797. We got calls to get to. Lions fans want to hear from you. Aiden Hutchinson says the biggest thing, the one thing, if he put his finger on it, get healthy on defense for next season. Do you agree with him? We got Overreact Gyms coming up at 9:02. Talk about the craziness and the epicness of a wild card weekend. It's 97.1.
Hey, at First Merchants Bank, they believe that the real value comes from building strong communities and strong relationships. With their new branch opening in the Fitzgerald neighborhood of Detroit, First Merchants Bank is excited to offer a banking experience that's welcoming, attentive, as well as dependable. Their easy-to-use, secure, and highly rated app makes everyday banking a breeze, allowing you to manage your accounts on the go, and their local attentive bankers are your partners in success. They're going to take the time to get to know you, give sound advice, and provide solutions that work for you. And they do that on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. They're always coming to me with new opportunities. In fact, it's exactly what they've done for me, as I described over the years, and for my family. So that's why they're my personal financial partner. With a passion for fostering community development, their team is committed to helping you and your neighborhood prosper. Experience the difference of banking with an award-winning bank that truly cares about your financial journey. All you have to do is visit firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald to learn more about how they can help support you as well. That's firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC.
Hey, earlier in the show, we gave away tickets for the Red Wings game tonight, the Sergei Fedorov night. They put 91 in the rafters. Also, just a good hockey game. Two first-place teams, Carolina in town. We'll have tickets all season long for the 100-year centennial celebration. We're going to have tickets all week for Chris Stapleton. Chris Stapleton's All-American Roadshow, Ford Field, Saturday, August 8th. Every day this week, we'll be giving away a pair of tickets. Today, it's the 9 o'clock hour. When you hear the drum solo to In the Air Tonight, you'll call and you win your pair of tickets.
It's a great show.
We're talking Hutch right now. He said the number one thing, if you could put his finger on it, that they need to get better at for next year, he said get healthy on defense. Do you agree with him? 248-539-9797. Tech says, I guess it's a good thing he isn't in charge of player and coach procurement. What do you expect him to say? He can't say our O-line and D-line suck. Can't go after the coordinators. It's not fair to go after him with how he answered the question. No, he played it safe. He gave a very political answer. But if you're asking me what he could have said that would have been better, he could have said we lost our edge this year. Mm-hmm. Speak generally. Yeah. Include himself. I don't think he should come out and go, our center sucked.
Yeah,
I don't think he's going to go, Shep didn't do a good job as a first-year DC. I'm not expecting carnage or blood, but I also think you can just be honest, like, we lost our edge. We need to get back to that.
Right, or, you know, hey, individually, we all got to take a hard look. We all have to play better. I need to do this.
Yeah, sure. You can make it about yourself, and you kind of have to, right?
Yeah.
You know, after the Pittsburgh game, saying, well, you could look at it like the officials. No, none of that.
No.
Own it. Accept it. Don't run from it. You can speak it openly and honestly. Hey, we were just not good enough this year and need to get better. And you could say it always starts in the trenches. I know I focus on what I can do. There's a better way to answer than just say, because that implies if we get healthy, we're going to be just fine. And I don't know that people can make that claim seriously watching San Francisco do what they just did.
So let's just take that comment for just a second. If they get healthy, will they be better?
Sure.
Yes.
Yes.
And so obviously Kirby Joseph, Brian Branch, and you know, DJ Reed before the hamstring was good. Mm-hmm. After it, not so much. And then Terrion Arnold, okay, big huge question mark. But Aleem McNeil, yes, he got healthy enough to play, but another year removed from that injury, will he be better next year? I 100% believe yes. So healthier, yes, they'll be better, but then it comes down to execution.
Well, and the other thing is everybody's dealing with something. Every right. NFL team's banged up. If we're going to grant the Lions 100% health turn injuries off, the other teams would make similar arguments. So, John, to me, whether they're healthy or not, like, their safety shouldn't be the premier primary run stoppers for this defense.
Agree, and that's not where they were banged up.
Right, and again, whether Branch plays or Joseph plays, it doesn't help them down in and down out run the ball more effectively. So I just think it's a cop-out to say, well, if we just get healthy, we'll be fine next year. Not if you want to win the Super Bowl.
Right.
So let's get to the people. 248-539-9797. Overreact Gyms coming up at 9:02. Kyle and Troy, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hi, guys. Love the show.
Thanks, Kyle.
Hey, to me, saying the issue with the season is injuries is, like Jim just said, complete cop-out. The difference between us not in the playoffs and being in was Shane basically laid an egg in the two Vikings games and the Steelers games.
Yeah.
Terrible performance in those. Those performances were kind of like a microcosm of our season. It's not the end of the world. Like you guys said, if we beef up the O-line and get some help on the D-line, we can turn it around. You just can't have those performances though in big spots then try to claim it was all because of injuries.
Right. Yeah, I think that's well said.
I worry about accountability with this team if they're feeling themselves too much based on comments. That is from what Hodge said. But
yeah.
Also, Brad Holmes. Anyway, thanks for taking my call, guys. Love the show.
No, Kyle, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. I think, John, just as the offseason's really getting going here, I think we're trying to strike a good balance of not making any excuses about what we saw, while also not trying to go into a full-blown panic and slam windows shut, and they can't do this and they can't do that. This is going to be a big offseason because we believe this team can and should be right back in the playoffs next year competing for a Super Bowl. They just need to attack the offseason with some urgency.
Right. And, I mean, could you say if they were healthy that they're in the playoffs? Maybe. Is there one more win?
Maybe.
Okay, sure. But is it – and I think it goes to, okay, what is the standard? The standard should be winning a Super Bowl. Is the injuries, if everybody was healthy, do you think that this year they were going to win the Super Bowl?
No.
They would have fallen short. Now, I say that we have no idea. And we had just got done talking about how open this playoff field is. But there were clear deficiencies, especially with the offensive line. I just don't think this offensive line would have ultimately been good enough to play against some of the better defenses, as we saw throughout the course of the year, to ultimately win an NFC championship or a Super Bowl.
248-539-9797. Tech says we should be talking Red Wings all day today. First place team. Lions missed the playoffs. They don't deserve the time. It's Fedorov night. That's Ben in Wyandotte. We'll talk a little bit more about the Wings and Fedorov coming up at 9:18. And it's nothing that we...
It was a hell of a win for the Wings on Saturday night.
Yeah, no kidding.
Shutout, 4-0.
On the road. Big time swing game in the division. Mm-hmm. No, I'd love to talk more about our hockey team. I just know football is football. Football's king. Let's get to Adam in Lansing. Adam, you're on 97.1.
I agree with everything that you guys have been saying about, you know, Hutch's answer was politically correct, all the rest of that stuff. There were better ways of answering. Just wanted to push back on one thing that, I mean, an earlier caller mentioned it, but I've been ripping my hair out about this for a month or more, which is this fixation on whether you play a last place schedule or not. The place of your schedule affects three of the 17 games that you play in a season. You know, the Lions played a so-called first place schedule this season, and that meant that they played Tampa Bay, Kansas City, and the Rams, and two of those three teams missed the playoffs. And so I think that it's easy for people, and a lot of people have been talking about that, so I just wanted to kind of put that into the conversation of a last-place schedule affects three games out of 17. The other 14 are played according to a schedule rotation,
yes,
that the NFL put in place 24 years ago.
Yeah, and just so people understand, next year the Lions will, along with everybody from the NFC North, will play the AFC East, which includes a game against the Jets and the Dolphins, mm-hmm, and they'll play the NFC South, which famously had all four teams finish with a losing record this year. None of that is to suggest what anyone's record will be next season.
Correct.
I do think there's something to be said for playing a last place schedule, though. I think Chicago benefited. I think San Francisco benefited. But it doesn't help you once you get in the playoffs. San Francisco had to find a way to go on the road and beat Philadelphia. And that had nothing to do with playing a last place schedule. They had to find a way to win that football game. I think Detroit will get a natural boost playing the Jets and the Cardinals and the Titans next season. But if we're just going to base it off of win two more games and get in the playoffs... That's, yep, not, John, to your point, that's not the standard for this football team. So they can't just bank on a last place schedule. It'll help.
Sure.
But they can't bank
on it.
It'll
be part of the equation, but not the entire equation.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. Brian, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going, man? I have to agree with Hutch, man, because I think it is the injuries, man, because if Jaden Daniels was healthy, we would be making the same argument, man. Washington would make the playoffs. Brock Purdy, if he wasn't playing yesterday, they wouldn't have won. So you can't say injuries is not part of it.
It's not the number one reason, which is what Hutch said.
It's not the reason. I didn't say it was the number one. I don't think Hutch said it was the number one.
He was asked, what's the one thing, if you could put your finger on it, to improve for next season? And he said health on defense, injuries on defense. So he made the number one thing injuries. So that's... It's not true.
And who's to know if Brock Purdy's not playing yesterday, Mac Jones may have won that game. He did it throughout the course of the year.
He more than kept them afloat this season. So anyway, we'll talk a little bit about the Wings in the 9 o'clock hour. We are going to talk about a lot of the wild card games from what was an incredible wild card weekend. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We'll get into that with Overreact, Jims. And you know there's going to be a note about Bregman. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.